Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Indeed, Jesus Christ is our living hope. And you know, the Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he'd given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body broken for you." And after that, Jesus took the cup, and when he'd given thanks, he passed it on to his disciples and said, "Take, drink. This cup speaks of a brand new covenant in my love, in my grace." You know, the Lord's table is always a reminder to us. Every month, we make sure we come together around the Lord's table to remind us of that price that Jesus paid. And you know, when Jesus died, something supernatural happened. The Bible says there was a big curtain that used to separate the very presence of God, the Holy of Holies, from other parts of the temple. And so that curtain was ripped from top to bottom, meaning that through Jesus, we all have access to God the Father.
Yes.
In the Old Testament, only one person would go there, and that was the high priest. He even went there very fearful. But because of Jesus, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12 says, we can come boldly and confidently to the throne of grace, and we will find mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. That's what today is about. We are going to approach God. So I would encourage you, take the bread, take the juice right now. Let your faith be focused on Jesus. We can say hallelujah today because we have access.
Indeed, Jesus is the living hope.
Yes.
Friends, as we gather together today at this table of the Lord that he commissioned for us, I want to encourage you, we're not simply going through a religious activity. I know some people despise prayer and say, what can it do? We've prayed for long enough. But I'm here to let you know, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be hopeless. You don't have to be fearful, because the Lord God is our helper. He is always present with us. And as I think about this God, I'm reminded what is written in Psalm 121. Is labeled as a psalm of ascents that the nation of Israel sang when they're down in the valley and they looked up for hope. They sang this psalm. And this is what it says. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? And I can hear all of them replying, saying, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Friends, that's the God we are talking about. That's the God we are looking to. He's the maker of the heavens and the earth. He owns everything. He is unlimited. And here is the good news. This is a promise. It says he will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. You may be going through a slippery time, difficult time, tough time, but I'm here to let you know that God's hand is so powerful. He will not allow you to slip down in that valley. He will not allow you to stumble and fall. The enemy may want to cause you to lose your faith, to lose your hope, to know that everything is gone, but I'm here to let you know your father may be dead, your mother may be dead, your provider may be dead, you may be locked down, but our God is here to help you and to keep you from falling. And that's the God we are calling upon this day, this hour to come. He says, he who watches you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. Sometimes we see others with security and we think we are without help, but the Lord our God is right next to us. He said, he's the Lord is your shade at your right hand. I know when you're afraid, even a shadow can frighten you even the more. Shadows can chase you, but I'm here to remind you, friends, look into that darkness, look into that fearful moment and say, I know who is holding my hand. His name is Jesus. He defeated hell. He defeated death. He's alive and he's coming back to give me everything that I need. It says the sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. Friends, yes, our friends in the United States have seen great heat, and some have been re-hit by the heat of the sun. And we also know some people are frozen in some places. But God says, I have capacity. I created the sun, I created the snow, I will watch over you. Yeah. Friends, He is a God that we look to. He is our helper. He says the Lord will watch, will keep you from all harm. Watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. Friends, that's a personal God. That's a God I want you to lay hold on as a family, as we gather together. But friends, I also want us to hold our hands together as a people that belong to this nation, Uganda. But you may be beyond Uganda. Yes, you're interested in Uganda. You love Uganda. Why don't you join with us to pray for our land, Uganda? Yes, we want to pray for Uganda, to believe God, that God will hold our hand. Our help does not come from government. Our help does not come from IMF. Our help comes from God, and He will hold us and keep us from falling. He will hold our businesses together. He will hold our economy together. He will keep us in perfect peace because we've kept our mind on Him. The Bible is clear, and I want us to pray that God will shield us from every pestilence. He will shield us from every disaster, natural disaster, medical disaster. The Lord will protect us. So friends, right there where you are, why don't you lift up your hand to God and say, Lord, I look to you, not just for my personal needs, but I look to you for my nation. I look to you, O Lord, my God. And Lord, we lift up our hands to you. And we lift up our voices to you and say, God, you created Uganda. You created the nations of the world. You are the maker of the heavens and the earth. And we say, Lord, stretch forth your hand and help this world. Stretch forth your hand and help our nation. Oh, Lord, our God, raise up leaders that will fear you. Raise up and guide our leaders that they will honor you. Because blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Lord, we pray that you be the Lord over Uganda, the Lord over the nations, and let your name be lifted up on high. Lord, we look to you. We know you're the God who delivers us from every pandemic. You're the Lord who delivers us from every disaster. You're the Lord who holds our economy together. You're the Lord who brings us to a place of prosperity. And that's what we believe for our nation, Uganda. Yes, some have prophesied that we are coming down. But Lord, we may be down. We look up to our God. We look up to you, O God. And we know you lift us up and take us out of this sinking ground and place us on the solid rock. And His name is Jesus. Lord, our hope is in you. Our faith is in you. And we know that Uganda is not going to be the same again because we lift our eyes to you, our God. Yes. So Lord, receive the glory. Yes. Receive our praise and receive our prayers. Yes. And answer exceedingly, yes, abundantly above all that we ask or even imagine. Yes. Because you're an awesome God. Receive the glory and the honor in Jesus' name.
Amen. Jireh. You are enough.
Yeah.
In fact, the name Jireh comes from the place when Father Abraham, the father of our faith,
yeah,
was in a tough situation. God had asked him to go and sacrifice his son. And when Isaac asked him, where is the animal? Do you know what Abraham said? The Lord shall provide. And that day, God provide an animal for sacrifice, and from that day onwards, we know God as Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
Our God shall provide.
Amen.
And that is who our Father is, my friend, today. From Psalm 121, Pastor Josh read and said, no, we look to the hills. Where does our help come from? Our help comes from Jehovah Jireh, our provider. I know today, because of the COVID pandemic, the economic forecast is bleak. People are telling us the economy is on a free fall, not only in Uganda, but all across the world. And when you hear such news, it brings fear, anxiety to you. My friend, I want to let you know that this world was created by God, and He is the sustainer of our economy, of your life, of your family. And I want us to pray that God is going to prove Himself true to His name Jireh in these tough seasons. I want to read a couple of verses from Psalm 37, and this is King David looking back on what God has done. And verse 18 says, the blameless, the righteous, spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. In times of disaster, they will not wither. I want to let you know, in the times of COVID, you will not wither because you are God's child. In the days of famine, they will enjoy plenty. God has a way of turning things around for His children. So don't worry. Fix your eyes on Jesus because He is your provider. Fear not, because God provides. Verse 23. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in Him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with His hand. Then David said, I was young, and now I am old. In other words, all my life, I have never seen the righteous forsaken. I have never seen those people have placed their faith in God. I have never seen people who have been righteous, people who have held their lives in integrity, forsaken. Neither their children begging for bread. And guess what they do? They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be a blessing. This is King David looking back. And he is saying that I can testify that God will always provide for His children. So my brother, my sister, fear not. God is your provider. Even when you don't see a job, an opening, God has a way of making a way where there seems to be no way. Even when the economy seems to be going down, God's economy never goes down. It is always consistent with His nature. He created everything. The Bible says the cattle on the thousand hills belongs to the Lord. Let me tell you this. Even the hills themselves belong to God. And you are His child. You are purchased by the blood of Jesus. He will sustain you. He will provide for you. And you're going to look back and say, God is provided. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you so much. Because you are a good, good Father. Through your Son, in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus said we should pray, give us this day our daily bread. In other words, God, you expect us to eat today and tomorrow. But also, you have bread for us to eat. So God, I'm praying for provision for your children. In these times where COVID has disrupted our economy, people have lost their jobs. Lord, I'm praying, may you make a way where there seems to be no way. May they experience the character of this name, Jireh. God, you are provider. Father, I'm praying that we as a nation, may we experience your favor and your mercy, Lord, because of the righteous in the land that are crying out to you. For the sake of the people that are crying out to you, God, may you bless our nation, Uganda. May we be a country that gives, a country that does not beg, oh God, because blessings lead to generosity. So Father, I'm praying, come forth, come true on behalf of your children. Like David said, I was young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, neither their children begging for bread. Father, I'm praying that we will testify that you are our provider throughout our lives, and our children will never beg for bread. So Father, we are believing right now that you are providing for those who are in need. And Father, I'm praying for us who have something. May we also exercise generosity to other people, oh God, in this season. Because that's who you are. You are a giver, not a getter. So God, I thank you. I honor you. In Jesus' name I do pray. And everybody say, amen and amen.
Well, God is enough. And some of you may be wondering, is He enough to heal me? I'm here to tell you that He is enough to heal all your diseases. God is enough. I know in Uganda right now, all of us know someone who is sick. And maybe you're helpless. You're wondering, God, are you there? God, what can I do? Today, I want you to trust our God. Because our God is a healer. He has never stopped healing. You know the amazing thing about our God? He's the one who gave us the life. He's the one who created this body. And He's the great physician. He's the great physician. I know some of you are in your hospital beds and you're wondering, God, are you there? Today, right now, we are believing God that you will leave that hospital. We are believing God that God will come and restore your health. Some of you need oxygen. God is able to give it to you. Some of you, your lungs are damaged. Listen, God is the one who gave you those lungs, is able to give you new ones. That is who he is. And some of you may beat cancer. And everyone has said it is impossible. I'm reminded of the lady who had issues of blood in the Gospels. And he was wondering, God, are you there? The scripture says he suffered many visits to the doctors. He went there day and night and there was nothing for 12 years. But with one touch from Jesus, healing happened. So if you have cancer, Jesus heals cancer. He heals cancer. Some of it's mental health. You are depressed. You are anxious. You are worried. I want to tell you that Jesus heals mental health. Some of it's your children. You're wondering, my kid has sickness. We are going to trust God today. You see what David says? David says a profound thing in Psalm 103. This is what David says. I love what David declares. David declares and says, praise the Lord, my soul, and all my innermost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And the two benefits David starts with amazing. He says, he forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. David says, all diseases, he heals them. So right now, I want you to put your faith in Jesus. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word is true. And so today we receive that word that you heal all diseases. Lord, we stand on that word. By your wounds we are healed. And Lord, would you release healing in hospitals? Release healing in our homes. Release healing in our household, upon our children, in the name of Jesus. Lord, your word is clear that you forgive all sins, you heal all diseases. Lord, we rebuke cancer. We rebuke COVID in the name of Jesus. Lord, we rebuke ulcers in Jesus' name. Lord, we command that any mental challenge we have has to be subdued at the mention of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word, you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. And so today we are trusting you that every infirmity must bow down at the mention of the name Jesus. And so we receive our healing today in Jesus' name. And you declare amen, amen, amen.
Wait on the Lord, my friend. If you are just about to give up, our God who is Jireh, our God who is Rapha, our God is with you. Fear not. Some of you have been contemplating committing suicide. You want to end your life. Some of you are just about to sign a document and take a loan because you're afraid that your business and your livelihood is going to fall apart. I sense there's some of you who have cried many tears. You prayed many prayers and you're just about to give up. But we are going to agree right now in prayer that God will show up right where you are and give you strength in Jesus' name. So Father, in the name of Jesus, according to your word that says that those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, I pray right now, oh God, that you give your people strength. Strength to pray, strength to believe your word. I pray in Jesus' name that you give them strength to stand against the hand of Satan. Some have been battling depression and the spirit of fear. I pray, give them spiritual strength to stand, and after standing, they will stand again in Jesus' name. I pray for strength in their mind. I pray for strength in their heart, Lord, to trust you to the very end, because your word says those that endure to the end shall receive the crown of life. Father, I'm praying that you grant your people physical strength in their bodies right now as you touch their bodies and heal them of COVID, of cancers, of leukemia, of every kind of disease right now, that you grant strength
physical strength to their bodies, my God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will give them a hope and a life. They don't have to end their lives. They don't have to give up. I sense some people walking away from God. Father, I pray that you give them the grace to stay faithful to you in the midst of the trials and the fires that they face. In Jesus' name, we speak strength, we speak life, we speak hope, we speak healing, we speak joy. In Jesus' name, if you believe it and receive it, say, I receive it, amen. Come on, clap your hands and say, amen. Say, amen, you're receiving strength in Jesus' name.
Wow, Father, we are so thankful for everything you have done today. We give you praise because when we ask, we receive. And when we seek, we find. And when we knock, today we have knocked at heaven's door. We expect answers by faith, oh God. So Lord, I give you honor because right now, lives have been changed. Situations have been changed for your glory in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. Wow, what an experience it has been. And I encourage you to stay in faith, waiting on the Lord. Here's what we believe. This is going to be your testimony. You will look back on the months past, the weeks past, and this will be your testimony. Look what God has done. It is marvelous in our eyes. That is going to be your testimony in Jesus' name. Man, if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're missing out. In fact, I just want to lead you in a prayer right now. Jesus loves you. He wants to forgive your sin. He wants to make you a child of God. Whoever you are, would you repeat this prayer? Say, dear Jesus, I thank you that you love me. Today is my day. I have waited for a long time to make this decision, but today I confess with my mouth and believe you in my heart as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me all my sin and make me a child of God. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. Man, as Watoto, we live for this moment, seeing people become children of God. Would you write to us? connect@watotochurch.com, or you can text the numbers on your screen and somebody will be in touch with you. Today there's a party in heaven because you said yes to Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com.